every Tuesday. We like to talk about non-league football. And this afternoon, we've got the guys from Prescott Cables on because they've got a couple of big games over the next few days. Starts tonight in the Liverpool Senior Cup. They are, of course, the defending champions after beating Marine in the final a few months ago. They play St. Helens later on. And then it's the first qualifying round tie for the FA Trophy against Warrington away this weekend. So let's speak to their manager, Brian Richardson. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, okay. Very well, thanks. Great to have you on. And let's start with the Liverpool Senior Cup, because Prescott have got a remarkable record in this. They've won it the last 2 years, and you'll be hoping that record can continue tonight against St. Helens, of course.
Yeah, I think when we won it 2 years ago, it gave us a little bit of a kickstart in terms of confidence. And I was quite amazed with a club like Prescott's history. He'd never won it before, apparently. So we almost became overnight heroes in the eyes of a lot of the supporters, you know. So obviously last year, you know, we beat two good sides in the finals in Southport and Marine. And it certainly helped us along with our development as a team and in the current league that we're in.
It's a really important competition, isn't it, the Liverpool Senior Cup, because it gets a chance to all these local Merseyside teams to play against each other. Some of them are in higher divisions, some of them are in lower divisions. Of course, Tranmere, Everton, Liverpool put their youngsters out as well, and it's just a good chance for the lower sides to test themselves against them.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you get a chance to play against a team in a higher level, but also they're all local derbies, aren't they? And I mean, there's always a little bit of a little bit of fizz when you get a local derby match, and that's what it offers to all the clubs who are in it. You know, you're going to get probably a better few more through the gate and a little bit more passion and rivalry as well.
Absolutely, and you've been in charge at Prescott for 2 years. You've won those two trophies already, so got to keep that going now.
No pressure, is there really? It'd be nice to get a hat trick, but you never know, do you? I mean, like I said, what it has helped us confidence-wise, it's helped us to complement our league position, having some success in the Liverpool Cup has definitely helped us in that, no doubt about it.
Yeah, you talk about that translating into the league, and if you look at where Prescott are in the moment, third in the Evo Stick Division 1 West, which is a fantastic position to be in. Just 3 points off Runcorn, who lead the table. You beat them at the weekend, and you've got a game in hand on them as well.
Yeah, it was a good game. Good side, Runcorn. You know, obviously, we were a bit fortunate. They had two players sent off, and that certainly helped us. But, yeah, it was a good game. But the moral victory probably went to them, but the 3 points went to us, and I'd sooner take the 3 points any day. But, well, you know, they certainly did well.
You've been playing at this level now for around about 15 years, I think. So a promotion challenge is important, and it would be huge for the town of Prescott as well as the club to go up.
Yeah, I mean, I think I keep telling our chairman we're overachieving. You know, he doesn't listen to me anyway, but I think we are overachieving. And I think the expectation in the town has gone higher and higher. I thought last year we had a really good season because there were some good sides last year, and by good, I mean financially strong sides like Scarborough, ex-league club, and obviously South Shields, who had a huge budget coming down from the North East, and they were strong sides, really good sides. I think this year is probably a little bit more wide open. You know, I think maybe I could name one of 8 clubs that could win this league this year, and I think it'll be how you fare in those games and who gets the best run towards the end of the season, you know. I don't think anybody's going to run away with league this year. I think it's going to be a lot tighter at the top than it was last year.
How capable do you think you are of keeping Prescott in and around that place then?
Well, I mean, we stayed in it last year. We were never out of the top five from September last year. And you know, if we can stay in and around the playoffs all year, come the end of the season, it's not always the best team that goes up if it's a playoff. I think the league champions always go up on merit, but the others, it can be one of any four who can just hit the right sort of form in those two games, you know. Unfortunately for us, in the final, we didn't last year, and Bamber Bridge went up, you know. So that was great.
Absolutely. It's Radio City Talk. You're listening to Full Time, and I'm speaking to the manager of Prescott Cables, Brian Richardson. They're in action tonight if you fancy going down to watch them take on St. Helens at home in the Liverpool Senior Cup. And we should get on to the Warrington game at the weekend as well in the FA Trophy, Brian. Again, a brilliant tournament this for non-league teams. Wembley at the end of it for those who do get to the final, and a chance to test yourself in another local derby.
Yeah, I mean, For the FA Trophy and the FA Cup, slightly different for sides like us at Grassroots, because not only a chance to get against the better side, but it's a chance to also make a little bit of money for the club. And, you know, obviously the FA have been a little bit more generous now in the what they're paying out. So every win really becomes a different type of pressure. It's not 3 points now. It might be a little bit of money in the bank, you know. So having won the first two rounds, that's good for our club. And obviously Saturday presents itself with another big challenge because Warrington are a top side in the division above. So nobody's going to give us a chance, are they? So I don't really know why we're going, you know. So
over £3,000 on offer in that game on Saturday to the winning team, as you mentioned, which is vital to any non-league team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, sometimes it's hard to choose, you know, if you're a member of a committee, whether you want a good run in the league or a good run in the cup. And most people want everything. But I think, obviously, that sort of money helps certainly the smaller clubs even more than the bigger clubs. But obviously, you know, when the bigger clubs come in, the money's a little bit better. So it's important for you to win. And, I mean, our FA Cup record's horrific. I don't think we've got past the first round once in the FA Cup, but last year we won a couple in the trophy, and I think we've won a couple in the trophy this year as well. So it's our chance to get a little bit of money on board, because we never do it in the FA Cup anyway, for some reason.
How or what is the expectation of how far a club like Prescott should be getting in the FA Trophy, do you think?
We were at Skemmer, Tommy Lawson. I was with Tommy Lawson at Skemmer a few years ago when we were in this division. And we got to the last 16. And there's no doubt with your spin-offs on your gates and your crowds and your prize money, it'll put you really sort of like in the black for money. When we actually got into the last 16, we actually complemented the league run that we had, and we actually won the league that year. So I'm not always an advocate that if you have a long cup run that you don't do well in the league. I think it can actually complement your performances, keep your players more involved, and probably help you in your league campaign as well.
Yeah,
I think the big problem is when you finally get knocked out, and we got beat with Luton at Luton, and when you finally do get knocked out, it can be a little bit after the law of Merse show. But I think it's important, you know, there's nothing better. I mean, I'm sure yesterday when everybody's going in the FA Cup Saturday, all the players around the radio saying who we're going to get next, you know, makes it exciting, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Certainly does. Well, fingers crossed you can get a good result at Cantilever Park at the weekend as well in what is another local derby. So that's the first qualifying round for the FA Trophy against Warrington on Saturday. And best wishes tonight against St Helens in the Liverpool Senior Cup as well, Brian. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks very much.